Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to episode 2 on Talks with Divine. Apparently, my first episode was just a quick introduction into what you should be expecting. And hey, welcome once again. And yeah, on today's episode, we'll be talking about love. That's quite a lot for me to talk about. Love is beautiful. You never really can tell unless you feel it. But then, hey, God is love. And if there's anything I've learned so far in life, it's that if you do not know God, then you don't know love. I mean, you can't give enough love if you have not known God, because I mean, God is love, and even the Bible says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." That's 1 John 7. Yeah, and I mean, it's been amazing so far knowing what love is. I'm single, yeah, I am. But then, hey, I have been in love before. I think 3 times, yeah. Even more. Probably ignored a few because I wasn't getting the feedback. But hey, love is beautiful in the ways. I mean, there's something called love at first sight, yeah. Oh God, it has happened to me so many times. Yeah, only one was for Russia. No, you never really can tell when and you are in love and when you are in lust, in quote, because I mean, lately we're in an environment, in a platform, or in a society, in quote, where love could be sex on the first date. Love could be me giving you my money and having your body in return. It could be anything to anyone depending on how they see it. What is love to you? Send us a message on our YouTube, or you could send us an Instagram message at @_vineofficial. I'd be waiting for your DMs, and I hope this podcast meets you well. I know, right? It's a very beautiful evening. Someone out there is with the love of their life, having fun, looking at the stars together. Love is really, really cool. It's beautiful, you know. It's good when you're in love, because you're free, you're happy, you're excited. The world feels like it's revolving around you, but hey, it's not just you. You know, one thing about love is feedback. When there's a positive feedback mechanism, when that's like when you're getting the same energy, it's all about energy in the end, you know. Getting the same energy you're giving, you're happy. You're happy because you're not scared that, hey, the other person doesn't feel the same way. You know, it's love, yeah? You know? They say people who are in love are a force to reckon with. Just imagine praying with someone you love. Oh God, those prayers will move mountains. Those prayers will break barriers. My God, oh, you can't imagine. I feel good. Da 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 da. So good. That's how love makes you feel. Have you been in love before? Ever wanted to just pivotal love of your life at all times. You know, when you're in love, you just want to see that person every single day. Yeah, I know, I have friends who do this long distance relationship thing, and they are strong, firm, and still so much in love. Even better than the people that are close by and stay next door with each other. Hey, it's all about how you both see it. It's all about the feedback you're getting, and hey, it all goes a long way. You know, sometimes our families could be the reason why we love. They could be an expression of how we love, in the sense that, okay, if you're from a broken home, it could reflect in your other relationships with people. Yeah, there's like a 70% tendency for someone who lived without a parent to not be able to love someone else, because hey, they're used to having no one there for them. They're used to not having so much love and so much to look forward to. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is amazing. I feel it in my soul. Someone out there loves you. You know, all you just gotta do is give that person a chance. If you see it going somewhere, that doesn't mean anybody, just about anyone who tells you I love you, deserves a chance though. No, it doesn't work that way. You just have to be sure. And how are you sure? There's always, 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 always a feeling deep down in your soul. There's always something. There's always this X factor about that person that loves you most. Yeah. It's love. And it is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Love, love, love. Sweet, sweet love. In my soul, I've got love. Thank you for listening to my podcast. See you in my third episode. Talks with Divine gets better and better and better every single day. Do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Divine Sings. That's D apostrophe Vine. Then Sings, S-I-N-G-S. And do not forget to follow me on Instagram at D_VineOfficial. And my Twitter is VineOfficialD. Take care and have a wonderful night rest. See ya. Catch ya tomorrow.
Good morning. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, Africa. Woo! Yay, it's your girl, Divine, and you're welcome to Talks with Divine. Woo! Yeah, I am super excited this morning. Yep. Why am I excited? Because I'm alive. Ah, it's a honor to be left by you. Yay, I am super excited. Yeah, I woke up feeling fly. I woke up feeling healthy. I could move my legs. I could move my arms. I could see. Oh my God, that's such a blessing. I don't deserve it. But hey, I'm alive. Yay. So yeah, how are you all doing today? You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, I know. I know you're doing well. I know you're doing good. You know, so quick motivation for the morning. Start off with a word of prayer. A day without prayers is like a day wasted, actually. Because, I mean, starting your day with God makes it blessed, makes it fruitful, makes it amazing. So, yeah. I'm super excited about today. I hope to achieve a lot of things, although my laptop broke down. Yeah, I mean, it's crashed, actually. That's something to be sad about, Shao. But hey, the devil cannot steal my joy, brothers and sisters. So I'm excited. Yeah, I am super excited. Yeah. So yeah, guys. So I was hearing something that there's gonna be a lot of lockdown. Oh, well, I don't know how I'm gonna handle that, but for now, I'm going to just chill and be positive about life. But for now, let me play you a little something. Hey there! Yay! I'm sure you enjoyed that. I don't even know what I was playing, but that was from my... Okay, so, yeah. There we go again. So, I was going through my book, Kuma and Clark's Clinical Medicine, and, you know, yeah, I tend to read a lot of medical stuff lately. Yeah, you know, I really don't have a choice. That's the life we chose. Yeah, and I was reading something about pancreatic adenocarcinoma. Yeah, sounds very awkward, yeah? So, prognosis, the 5-year survival rate of carcinoma of the pancreas is approximately 2-5%. With surgical intervention representing the only chance of long-term survival, yeah. Approximately 20% of all cases have a localized tumor suitable for resection and a medium survival of 2 years, but in an elderly population, many of these have comorbid factors that preclude such major surgery. Wow. Now, down to treatment. There is no proven adjuvant therapy for pancreatic cancer following surgery. Wow. To optimize the percentage of patients undergoing possible surgical resection, it is necessary to review each case in a multidisciplinary meeting. This approach also allows formulation of treatment strategies for those considered unsuitable for surgery. Nice. Okay. With disease progression, abdominal pain is a frequent complicating factor, which may prove extremely difficult to treat but can be helped sometimes by radiotherapy. Do you know someone with pancreatic adenocarcinoma? Well, that's a question for another day, you know. I'm still yet to discover what it really is about. So I'm still reading on it and I'll get back to you guys. Yay! So, down to business of today. So what's up? What are you guys going to be doing today? Because I just got an order. I received an order for one of my tote bags and I feel so happy this morning. You know, it's really an exciting thing. It's a thing of joy when you see that people like your work and they want it, you know. Good. Getting random DMs. It's really, really beautiful. Although there are bad days as well, you know, there are days where you don't get others, you're just there, you just sit down and you're like, oh God, it's not on, who I offend. But then, I mean, the more beautiful your days are, oh God, I mean, each day is a blessing, my brother and sister. So now, down to my music again.
Don't stop, take it, 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 don don't stop. Sexy malato. Oh, plenty, plenty walako. Big up, bros.
Oh my god, that was by Olamide. God, my forever vibe. Oh my god. I am super excited. Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god. Starting your day on this note, my dear, nobody can steal your joy. Mm-hmm. Trust me, brothers and sisters, nobody can steal your joy. And yeah, you know, I have other things to do, but bringing you this amazing podcast every morning is a priority. I love you guys so much. And it's so sad that I have to go right now. Oh. So yeah. I'll see you guys later. Don't miss me too much. Don't. You know, have a lot of fun. Be with the ones you love. Mm. Kiss that man today. Kiss that woman today. Give them a hug. Mm. Tell them, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Spread love. Give. Yay, and please do not forget to follow me on Instagram at @d_vine_official, and my YouTube is @d_vine_sings. Don't forget to check out my videos. Yeah, thank you so much for the love. Goodbye.
Getting a lado, keep it lucky, no lado. A granny direct go. How you think a mango won't let go? This your beauty loud, it's gonna echo. Oh, to let your DB for the go. Paparazzi, they won't snap bam. All the boys them say they won't stop bam. When you wig with child.
Hey there. Good morning, Nigerians. Good morning, Lagosians. And good morning, Africa. Yeah, it's your girl, Divine, and you're welcome to Talks with Divine. Yay! It's another beautiful morning. Yeah, a Saturday morning, actually. Quite a number of people would be at home today because, I mean, Saturday in Lagos, Nigeria is a day to flex and party. But then, you know, we got COVID-19 and nobody's got time to go out anymore because, hey, I haven't heard they've started arresting people who do not wear their face masks outside. I beg, my people, I love you. I beg, do not forget to wear your face mask. Even if you are going to the bathroom, wear it. My brothers, my dear, I mean, 2 nights ago, I was in a bus and, I mean, the driver had to, like, come down to beg everybody. I beg, wear your face mask. They arrest you. No. Go jail. Cause of face mask. Well, sha. I mean, prevention is better than isolation center. Yeah. So please take precautions, okay? It is the best thing you could do right now, huh? The pandemic is everywhere. So, yeah, na so siamo. I mean, 2020, an overhyped year. Oh, God. Remember those times, 2016, man. They were telling us Vision 2020, this, that, blah, blah, blah. 2020 is my year. Kiniko, kiniko, shaking it, blah, 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 blue. My brothers and sisters, here we are. Well, I mean, this year has been great for quite a number of people. Some of them have won some competitions, you know, from the comfort of their homes. Some people have made mad money. Cool cash from different businesses they could have thought of online, because I mean, 2020 has actually opened our eyes. If you come to think about it, 2020 has revealed a lot of things to us. I, for one, I personally did not know that there were things I could do. Yeah. Like podcasting now. I sure knew that I liked talking to people. But then I didn't know that I could, you know, reach such a wide audience, you know. But then here I am talking to you. And I know you're enjoying it, you know. You enjoy hearing me talk, and it's such a delight. It makes me happy, you know, that you are listening to me and you love everything that I say. Thank you so much for the love. Oh, eshegun, dalu. I love you. But hey, back again to the whole 2020 thing. But hasn't 2020 revealed a lot of things to you? 2020 has revealed to you that that man that you were thinking was the love of your life isn't actually the love of your life, yo. Hope I'm not shaking tables, sha. But 2020 has also revealed to you that that business you are doing, that you think that until you stand in front of your shop to tell the people that come and buy clothes, come and buy this one, you cannot sell. Now 2020 has revealed to you that you can do these things from the comfort of your house, you can just sit down and just snap the clothes that you want to sell and post it on social media, and people will buy it. Hey, Jesus. Oh, I am super excited. 2020 has been a dynamic year, man. Forget the fact that the pandemic came and it is still here, though. But then, I'm even hearing safe that we actually have over 20,000 cases in Nigeria. But hey, it has not stopped people from making money. The people that have made their money, they have made it, and they have made it real big. You know, it has shown us that social media marketing is actually a thing to look forward to and to even try. I, for one, really, I have had customers online recently. You know, before I used to think, okay, I need to be in school to actually sell things, you know, reach the students of the University of Lagos, you know, they are the ones who buy tote bags, they are the ones who buy knapsacks, they are the ones who buy sneakers. You know, those are things I sell, you know, I'm just trying to like advertise myself, you know, in case you want to buy, you know, you can call me on 08093915 12. Yay! Yeah, I'm not repeating that, sha. So, as I was saying, sha, the whole thing has been really, really amazing. 2020, oh God. Although some of us have been single, you know, in 2020, it's not our fault. I mean, we don't have a problem. We are hot in Christ, you know. We are very hot, but we're still single. You know, 2020, people have gotten married. You see, come and see people's pre-wedding photos of 2020 guy now. What are you telling me? Huh? People have had loads and loads of amazing testimonies from 2020. In 2020, people have received their healings. I mean, there are people that in 2020, they had the time for themselves. They had time for self-realization, self-check, actually. In 2020, because people had to stay at home for quite a number of months, they had the time to check themselves and be like, oh, is this me? Is this how I want my life to be? Is this where I want to be? In this time of the pandemic, are there things I need to change? Are there structures I need to put in place to make things better for me? Because I am me. Oh, I sounded so poetic right now. Wow, too much sense. Gosh. Ah, yay. Let's not still forget though. Every morning, please be praying. Pray for your country. Ah, wherever you are, pray. Because, I mean, I for one, I'm personally praying for Nigeria because, I mean, we can only depend on God right now. Yeah. Because, I mean, if you trust the government, but then, I mean, we should have trust issues, but trust the government too. But please trust God more because, I mean, if you have COVID-19 right now, God is going to be sending healings to your body. Yeah, you're gonna be healed. Just pray, be optimistic and take your drugs, do the right things, take precautions, my dear. And please, oh, don't forget, always have your vitamins handy. At least you should have a pack of 1000 milligram vitamin C in your bag. Yeah, take one daily. Yeah, just to boost your immune system. You know, vitamin C is an antioxidant, and it will help boost your immune system. Yes. So you'll be active and koro that wants to come into your life, it will tell it back to sender. Oh yeah. Be going back to where you're coming from. Yeah. So that's it. And I mean, today is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Huh. You know, this wasn't actually what I planned to talk about today. Me. Yesterday night, I was contemplating what will I talk about to my viewers, what will I tell my listeners, what will I say to them, but apparently the only thing that came to my head was sing them love songs. But here I am, talking about coronavirus. Well, I mean, it's the situation at hand, you know, we can never really run away from it, but we can only fight it, and we can only do that if we stand together. Yeah. We can only do that if we are together. So, well, that's going to be the end of today's episode. Hey, I don't even know what to call this episode. I'll probably call it coronavirus episode or something. I don't know, but I'm super excited that I got to speak to y'all today. I am super grateful for the love coming from y'all so far. I am really excited that I get to talk to you. please have a nice day, huh? Please, please, in everything you do, put God first, because in Him I live and move and have my being. Mm-hmm. He should be your number one. He should be the reason why you do a lot of things. Always listen to the Holy Spirit. Yes, He speaks at all times. Mm-hmm. He's always talking to you. Always listen. Be attentive to your spirit. Eh? Do not allow anything pollute your heart. You see, the Bible says, your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Uh-huh. So, when the devil tries to come near you, you say, devil, I got the word in me. Brother. Sing it, sister. Oh, God. Yeah, the word of God works. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have been singing a lot lately. Cause I got Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I rest assured, cause He's always by my side. Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm not afraid of everything that comes my way, cause I got Jesus, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. Oh, yeah. Okay, so have a nice day. I remain your host, Divine. Nostalgia, you used to be my sunshine. You used to bring me so much brightness. It was the very first time that I had felt something real. Something so pure, something so beautiful. It was a love worth fighting for. That's why even after 6 months, I'm still not over you. I want you back. It's clear I do. But I know I can't have you. So I'll save all the memories we shared. I miss seeing you, even from afar. My heart still bleeds every day. It feels like we died because we just couldn't leave. It could have worked. It really could. If we were to do this again, I'd try harder. Are you ready to try? You hardened my heart. At least you kept it till you got tired of it. And for the moments we were together, I had the best moments of my life. You're different now. You're different. You're definitely not the man I fell in love with 6 months ago. You're showing me a dark side of you I never saw in general. You're showing me pride, arrogance, and selfishness, and I'm sad for you because I'm unsure of how you attract a good woman with that kind of attitude. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe it's because I crushed your ego. I thought you were gonna be my last. I still remember your warm hugs, your beautiful kisses, those eyes, how they look at me and make me feel like the world is sitting right at my feet. I miss being called your girl. Does your sister still ask about me? Your mom too? Or does she know we're no longer together? What excuses did you give your mom for my absence at your family house? Did you tell them I did something wrong? Did you say I wasn't right for you? Or did you just bring home someone new? Yeah, yeah. Hello, hello. Good morning. Yay. You're welcome to Talks with Divine, and I remain your host, Divine. Yay! It's a beautiful Friday morning in Lagos, Nigeria, and you're still welcome to Talks with Divine. And it's 10 a.m. Woo! Mm-hmm. It's the day that the Lord has made. Woo! So, yeah, I'm super excited this morning. First and foremost, because I am alive. Wow, like, it could only have been God. I mean, there were times when I almost lost my life, you know. I've been sick to the point where I thought it was almost over. I have been in near-death situations, you know. Wow. You know, one time I was at the market and a trailer had brake failure. And, I mean, people started running helter-skelter and there I was like, God! Because I was almost right in front of this trailer and I'm like, it could happen to me! But, you know, why isn't me? But then, God's got me at all times, and for that and much more, I am extremely grateful. You know, this morning, I just want to encourage you to remain in the Lord. Yeah. Always trust God. Put God first. Be kind to people. Mm-hmm. Be kind to people. Because you never really can tell who is who. Never really can tell what is going to happen next. You never can tell the next situation that could come your way. You never really can tell who your helper might be. Just be nice to people. Be kind. Be sweet. Be loving. Be caring. Be amazing. Be the you that God wants you to be. Yeah. Possess the fruit of... You already have the fruit of the Spirit. Just let them manifest. Let them show. Let them show, okay? You're a child of God. Yeah. We're all children of God. And we should always act like God's on earth. Yeah. Because, I mean, the Bible says that as he is, so are we on this earth. So, yeah. Friday. It's a time to be happy and party. Yeah, every day is a time to be happy, though. But, I mean, Fridays are really, really special because, I mean, it's like the last working day for the week. For some people, not me, though. You know, I work on Saturdays as well, but depends on the kind of job you do or the kind of work in quotes that you're working. Uh-huh. But I, for one, I am really, 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 really excited about today. I just feel like something special is going to happen. I don't know what it's going to be, but I just have this feeling in my heart that something really special is going to happen today. Mm-hmm. So, today, people are going to have their babies. Today, people will get pregnant. Today, people will meet the love of their lives. Today, people will die. Mm-hmm. That's inevitable. I mean, it's something that we really can never escape from. But hey, yeah, we have one customer. Talk to you guys later.
When it comes down to the real business of life, tenacity, pursuit of happiness, celebration, peace of mind, a happy ending, and more is all we long for. So, as you journey through a world of endless possibilities, don't forget to smile, give a helping hand, celebrate, find joy and peace in every day. Life is short, but life is beautiful if you let love lead you. Be kind and feel good. Show love for your nation and for the people. It's a happy day. It's a new beginning. Today is another opportunity to make a difference. Let the difference begin with you. This message is sponsored by Yauhaya Kwande Foundation and brought to you by VoiceOver Workshop.
A Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, beautiful people. You're welcome to Talks to Divine. It is 9:05 a.m. in Lagos, Nigeria. And I am your ever elegant host, Divine. Guys, wow, it's been a while since we recorded a podcast. Probably a month now. Wow. I'm so sorry. I have been delaying Friends and Fools podcast simply because I had to gather enough information based on that particular topic, guys. I know you guys have been in my DM telling me, Divine, please record this particular one. We want to know what you have to say about Friends and Fools, guys. Okay, so I finally got the space, the time, and the opportunity to do this, and I am super excited to do this. Okay, guys, so you're welcome to Talk to Divine once again, and I'll be taking you through this series for a couple of days, let's say 3 days, but today's going to be day one. And stay tuned. I hope you enjoyed this segment. Thank you. Welcome back. It's still Talks to Divine. Well, Friends and Foes, man. Who are your friends? Who are your foes? Sometimes this question is quite tricky because most of us are friends with everybody, and sometimes we do not know who our enemies are because everyone around us seems to be really nice. We really cannot differentiate or tell the people that do not like us from those that actually do like us. But I mean, sometimes I tell people, why then are you bothered? I mean, why should you be bothered about the people that don't like you? As long as you are alive, you really shouldn't be bothered about who likes you, who no like you, who farms you, who no farms you, who supports you, who no supports you. But then there is a saying here in Nigeria that we always apply to situations like this. We say, rate who rates you, follow who follow you, farms who farms you, my dear. That's all I can say. Because I mean, if you keep living in a world where you think that, oh, everyone likes you, everything you do is perfect, you know, you don't have haters, you don't have foes, you don't have people who are not in support of you, bro, you are deceiving yourself. Because at some point in time, there's a level you will get to. First of all, it can be a financial level, educational level, you get some kind of level where you go shall reach for this life, where people no go shall like you for no godly reason or ungodly reason. People will not just like you. Like today, now Burnaboy is trending. Oh my god, why is he trending? He's trending because he cheated on his babe Steph with what's her name, Steph? Is it Jopel? Yeah, Jopel. And she's a hot girl as well. Steph is also hot. So see, let me tell you something. This life, it is all about satisfaction. I mean, being satisfied with what you have, or contented. Let's use the word now, contentment now. Being contented with what you have is one thing a lot of people are not. I mean, it's not even easy to be contented because we are living in a world where greed is rampant. Everybody wants to be greedy. Everybody wants everything. They want everything. And it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I mean, we've not heard from Burna Boy. We've not heard from Steph. We've just only heard from the side chick who claims they've been together for 2 years, I guess, you know. And you know, now we don't even know who the main chick again is. We don't know, who the side chick be. We don't know who the main chick be. But the fact is, they are both very pretty. Now, let me tell you something. Love is more than the outward appearance. Yeah, I told somebody that this morning. Because really, you would wonder why a man or a woman would cheat on her spouse or his spouse. And the person you are cheating on the person with is equally as hot, physically, sexy, everything as the other one. So this thing called cheating, I feel it's psychological, it's a thing of the mind, and you don't really necessarily have to do it in the sexual way before you know you have cheated. There are different ways you can cheat on a person without even having to get sexual. Yeah, and first it starts with the mind. You already conceived that person in your mind to be someone you would like to be with. You already admire that person. You already feel like, okay, this person has some things, or you see some, you might even, okay, the whole cheating thing starts from the mind, like I initially said. But then, and there again, it only shows that you are not actually contented with what you see in your partner, and you feel like, okay, this person that I'm about to cheat with is has some things, some traits, some characteristics that
I possibly do not say my partner, or boya, you are just cursed already. I mean, some people, it is because they are not saying some exact traits that are not in their partner, that's why they cheat. But you that you are cheating, even though your partner has everything that needs to be, you too, yeah. But yeah, it is a psychological problem. So, guys, I'm treating my face this morning with honey. I've been doing that for the past 5 days. I feel like do before and after, but I don't just get time, but I actually feel like it's working, you know, just applying honey on your face, apply it deep into your skin and allowing it to sit for about 30 minutes, then washing it off. It's a common thing on YouTube. I've seen it in a lot of YouTube videos, and I'm trying it. You know, they said ASUU is about to call up strike. I need to look peng for school. Guys, I'm not carrying this acne to school. I'm not carrying them back to school, okay? So, guys, back to friends and foes, you know. Who are your friends? Your friends are those people that, when they see money-making opportunities, they contact you first. They see a job interview and they know that you do not have a job or that you need a side hustle. They call you. Your friends are those people who are always defending you even when you are not there. Not the ones where, now when you did there, now they go talk, say, But when you are not there, they'll be like, now you do am now. That stupid fool, that idiot, that bastard. If your friends cannot call you bastard to your face, and they now call you bastard behind closed doors or behind your back, bro, they ain't your friends. If your friends dislike you, or if the people where you call your friends dislike, then they're not your friends. You should know your friends by now, you know. I mean, I feel like, yeah, there's something a friend of mine and I were discussing. He said that real friendship is usually the ones you have with your secondary schoolmates. And I totally agree. Although to an extent, it might not be true, but I agree to an extent as well. Because really, I realized that most of the people I am still friends with right now, they are people from my secondary school. I didn't see, and like as I would always say, I have only a few friends, and the people I call my friends, they know me, and the other people, they are people I know. They are not my friends in quote, because really, I don't enter trouble before because say I call person my friend though. I don't almost enter trouble. He almost reached police case because say I call person my friend. My dear, that's a story for another day, but I would also like to state that please, before you give somebody the rank of friend, make sure, be perfectly sure that this person deserves that position, person deserves that class in your life, because your life should not be a dumpster, it should not be a trash bin. You shouldn't just, any kind of person should just be able to access you. You shouldn't be so accessible to everybody, every kind of thing, every kind of person. No, you should have, make it a get filter. Yes, that's just it. Have a filter, you know. You should have, you know, the ones that are supposed to be in your life, let them stay at the top. In fact, say they get rank too for your life. People, they get rank. Let them know their place. Not be say something go can't happen. Person go can't they talk anyhow. You go can't they talk say, this person, you know, nah, me and you will be, please let people know their place in your life. Because things could get awkward at some point and you will not have anyone to run to. Yeah. I mean, it's always good. At some point in my life, I really just wanted to be alone. Just me. I think I was beginning to get depressed or so. Or let me say, I was tending towards depression. So I just really wanted to be alone. I wanted to cut everyone out. I just wanted the world to revolve just around me. Like, I just wanted to just feel like I was the only one in this world. But it's not possible. I realized at some point that I needed people. I mean, at some point, I needed to talk to someone. I needed to accommodate people. I needed to feel something. You know, it's not really possible to be human and not feel anything. Except maybe be plant though. Even plants too, they have life in them. So, bruh, this thing called friendship, it can be very tricky at times. But you need to know your friends. You need to you need to give everyone a place. Yeah, not everyone, like everyone, I mean those who already are in your life. You need to state the kind of relationship you have with them. They need to know their place in your life, so that when something happens you can be able to know, okay, this is the person I'm running to, this is. And another thing I've also noticed is, if you are going to make it in this life, my dear, it is your friends that will determine the kind of friendship you have, the people you have in your circle. Yeah, they call it circle. It's the people you have in your circle that will determine if you will actually make it in this life. I know there are some people who call themselves soul rangers or solo rangers, as they could term it. But bruh, now person go still employ you for this life if you go be... If now employment you go take make your billions. And how would you know who will employ you? Eh? Now from the kind of people you get for your circle. Because okay, most of the people that have gotten good jobs in this life, should I tell you how they got their jobs? From their friends. Or because my guy tell me say, now person they get better job. Okay, I be want to go by yourself under this one. All this connection that they talk about. Oh, my father's connection. Now your papa friend. Yeah. So in as much as you want to be a solo ranger, please try to accommodate some people in your life. And before you accommodate them, I tell people three things should matter: integrity, trustworthiness, and their love for God. I know that third one might look like it does not matter, but the Bible says that he that loveth not showeth not love, for God is love. If the person don't know God, my brother, the person does not know love. I'm telling you. That's 1 John 4:7-8. Though, you can't read it by yourself. I know my Bible. So yeah, like I said, integrity, trustworthiness. Can you trust this person with your life? Although it is not always right to trust people with your life, you can trust them with words and other things, but basically you should be able to trust a person before you can actually call them your friends. Wow, we've spoken for about 12 minutes 23 seconds and it's going to be a wrap for today. Thank you so much guys for listening to Friends and Foes. I'll see you next time. Make sure you enjoy your day. It's already 9:17 a.m. Make sure you do something productive today. It's a Wednesday and I hope that you have a lovely day. Au revoir.